This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathan Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Offices. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Amber Whaley, please note the following medical letter, period. The first name is Amber, A-M-B-E-R. Last name is W-H-A-L-E-Y. On February 22nd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the client, period. I was not able to do a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 36-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 200 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work-related injury on or about the end of 2019 into 2020, period. The patient was working as an LPN nurse in a nursing home called Life Care, L-I-F-E-C-A-R-E, located in Fort Wayne, Indiana, period. The patient injured herself due to repetitive trauma in the nursing home, period. This trauma consisted of frequently lifting patients such as when they had to be lifted off the floor when they fell, as well as pushing medical carts, period. Over a span of approximately a month, she injured her lower neck area and developed severe neck pain radiating down both arms, period. The right was greater than the left, period. This radiating pain radiated to all five fingers, period. The pain got worse over time, and she had surgery, corrective in nature, on or about July 24th, 2020, period. In her own words, she stated that she had a herniated disc removed and replaced with a synthetic disc, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck pain down both arms that radiate into all five fingers, the right being greater than the left, period. New paragraph. Her present neck pain despite treatment is described as a burning, throbbing pain, period. It is a constant pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms into all five fingers, period. It also radiates down her back, and her right arm is greater than her left arm, period. She does have headaches. Initially, they were severe and frequent in the past, and now they're only approximately a couple times a month, period. These headaches were related to the work injury, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that approximately the end of 2019 to early 2020, she had severe pain in her neck area. After approximately 1 month or so, she was seen at Ortho Northeast and had x-rays and eventually an MRI. She was placed on medication and ultimately had to have surgery in the neck area, period. She had follow-up physical therapy and one injection, period. She was released with chiropractic care for approximately 1 year, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with dressing, comma, holding silverware, comma, eating, comma, functioning as a nurse, comma, dropping items, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting children, sex, sleep, and problems with general manual dexterity, period. New paragraph medications include Adderall, as well as over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes oral over-the-counter pain medications, as well as topical Biofreeze, period. She's also using stretching exercises, period. Past medical history is positive for ADHD and polycystic ovarian disease, period. New paragraph, past traumatic history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. She did not have a radiculopathy to the extent that she does at the present time, period. She does have a history of cluster-type tension headaches in the past. However, they were never treated, period. The headaches today are much more severe, period. She has not had any other work injuries, period. She has not been in any serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents as a child that did not require treatment, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a herniated nucleus pulposus repaired from this injury in 2020, period. She had a cyst repaired on her knee, period. She had a tonsillectomy, period. She had exploratory abdominal surgery for polycystic disease as well as DNCs, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a nurse LPN, period. She is able to work full-time. However, she does have pain and occasionally needs assistance, period. New paragraph. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Summit Pain Management, January 6, 2021. Operation performed a cervical interlaminar epidural steroid injection at C7-T1. Summit Pain Management, December 2nd, 2020. The patient is complaining of pain located in the neck, pain increasing over the last 9 months. Records from One Ortho Northeast, November 25th, 2020. Amber has a C5/6 and C6/7 cervical disc arthroplasty, insertion of intervertebral biomechanical device, an artificial disc arthroplasty, that's ARTHROPLASTY, it's C5-C7 on July 24th, 2020. Another note from One Ortho Northeast, July 24th, 2020. Op note, date of procedure, July 24th, 2020. Pre-op and post-op diagnosis is cervical radiculopathy and cervical stenosis at C5-7. Procedure performed is C5/6 and C6/7. Cervical disc arthroplasty. Ortho Northeast note, October 4th, 2010, office visit. Amber is a 24-year-old female whose main reason today for today's visit is pain in the low back. She denies an injury, period. At that time, they ordered a cervical spine MRI and lumbar spine MRI. MRI of the cervical spine, July 7th, 2010, showed no significant epidural canal or neuroforaminal stenosis, period. Also, on further examination of that MRI, there was no herniated disc, period. A note from Ortho Northeast, May 13th, 2020. Amber is a 33-year-old female whose main reason for today's visit is pain in the neck and upper back with numbness and tingling, which has been present for 1 month, period. Patient experiences the following radiating symptoms of pain from the neck to the bilateral upper extremities. They did x-rays of the cervical spine July 27th, 2020. Showed normal cervical lordosis. Impression by them was myelopathy, cervical chronic pain, and cervical radiculitis. On examination, they had a left hyperreflexia at C5. Their plan is what they discussed treatment options. She states she is having difficulties with hand coordination. I would like to order a cervical MRI to rule out stenosis, period. They prescribed Medrol orally to her at that time. MRI of the cervical spine, July 1st, 2020, was abnormal at C5-6, showing a 3 to 5 right posterior paracentral slash foraminal disc protrusion. And at C6-7, 5 millimeter left, subarticular slash foraminal disc protrusion slash possible extrusion exerting mild mass effect and probable impingement upon the left C7. Impression was 5 millimeter left, disc protrusion slash possible extrusion at C6-7 with probable impingement upon left C7 nerve. Number 2, additionally 3 to 5 millimeter right posterior disc protrusion possibly affecting the right C6 exiting nerve, period. Notes from Ortho Northeast, June 23rd, 2021. Proposed procedure is C5-7 cervical disc arthroplasty, period. We discussed the benefits of the following procedures as well as alternative treatments, period. Artificial disc arthroplasty, C5-7 insertion of intervertebral biomechanical device, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that all the treatment as outlined above and that she sustained from her nursing home repetitive injury from 2019 to 2020 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, strain, pain and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, herniated nucleus pulposus at C6-7 and C5-6 with both left and right nerve root impingements, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the nursing home injury from 2019 to 2020 as a result of repetitive trauma from repetitive activities at the nursing home, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to render an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 21% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 21% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of her nursing home injury from 2019 to 2020 period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include continued over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories, both topical and oral, at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life period. The patient can benefit by some additional cervical injections at an estimated cost of $3,500 period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is warranted, period. A cervical brace on an occasional as-needed basis would cost $200 and need to be replaced every 3 years, period. The patient states that further cervical fusion surgery was discussed as a possible option with her, and it certainly appears to me that that will be necessary if she is continuing to have ongoing problems bilaterally, period. The cost of this surgery would be approximately $125,000 and would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, surgeon, and post-op physical therapy fees, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed oral consent was obtained for me to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.